Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner. I'm Steve Mowry with Owosso Rams head football coach Bill Patterson. Coach Pat, get the W on a board with a nice win over the visiting Muskogee Roughers. The offense showed up, got a lot of points on the board. Defense did their job as well. In special teams, it was a well-rounded ball game to get the W.
We were very pleased to win, Steve, and obviously being the second week of the season, we found a lot of things that we can improve upon. Felt like offensively we were much better. Muskogee has got a very athletic team, very fast, but we did some good things in the passing game. We had two running backs go over 100 yards rushing. So that means that we blocked up front a whole lot better than we did the week before. I thought Troy was sharp on his deep throws and had a very high completion percentage with, you know, a couple drops knocked that down. But felt like that we showed a lot of improvement offensively, even though Jalen Johnson split the web of his finger open before the game, so he, you know, was kind of limited, and he's one of our best receivers. Defensively, we were challenged in a different way by Muskogee than we were Broken Arrow. They were a team that I don't think they ran the ball hardly at all in the second half. They kind of spilled their bucket with their play call in the second half. They tried everything. They tried some double passes, reverses, and those types of things. And we've got some young kids on defense that aren't using their eyes correctly yet. They have always relied on great athletic ability to play, and now, you know, they're playing against kids that are 2 years older than them, and they've got to do a better job of reading their keys and letting those things tell them what to do. But I thought our defense came along there in the fourth quarter, made some big plays, some big sacks there towards the end, got off the field. But special teams-wise, we did a lot of good things. Anthony Leviathan is continuing to do a good job as a punt returner, averaged over 10 yards of return again. We think that's going to be a weapon for us eventually. Got some other kids that on down the line that we're going to be able to put back there and help him and maybe be even more explosive. You know, Landon Salen kicked the ball well. Shane Lang continues to punt the ball very well. So a lot of good things to take from that ball game against a very, very much improved Muskogee team over last year.
Coach, you travel to South Tulsa tonight to face the top-ranked Jinx Trojans, and it's nothing new here for the Owosso Rams to step up for this challenge. Had the victory over the Trojans last year, 7-6, to break that skid. But what does this team have to do to be successful to stay with the Trojans?
Well, defensively, we had them charted in 123 plays in their first two games, and they had 66 different formations. So they're very multiple. They stress you in a lot of ways, which is probably going to cause us to have to make our defensive game plan very simple just to make sure that we get lined up properly. Part of that's because, you know, you don't want to be out of alignment against a good team like Jinx. And also, we've got a bunch of young players. We'll start three sophomores in the secondary this year. We want to make it simple for them so they can make sure they're in the right spot and give them a chance to be successful. They're a very physical offensive team. They like to run downhill at you. They run a lot of unusual stuff. They've got some single wing in their offense. Their quarterback, Caleb Nunley, is on fire. They're a very balanced team. They're probably 50-50 run to pass. They throw and catch the ball very well, and they rush the football very strong. Defensively, they've been very impressive. They've got good size in their defensive line. Again, they don't have anybody like Q Overton and nose guard with that type of size, but they're still big and physical. Their linebackers are outstanding. The Stoner kid that plays corner and running back and everything else for them, he's an outstanding player in the secondary. They've got good, solid football players. They're a very, very senior-dominated team, so they've got a lot of experience. They're doing a lot of things on both sides of the ball, which you can do with an older group of kids. And they're probably playing better than anybody in 6A in the state of Oklahoma right now. And it's going to be a big challenge for us to go down there and play those guys. But you know, as always, we're excited about that opportunity.
Should be a fun game, Coach. Thanks for your time, and good luck tonight.
All right, thank you, Steve.